it's really hard to let go of someone if you have a bond with them, you feel like a connection, and no matter what your brain thinks, your heart is telling you something else, because your heart feels connected to the person. And I think when you feel that sort of connection, but then somehow that connection is not growing, it's important to analyze if the negative things that you're also feeling with the connection, is it happening from like past fear, which actually developed from past traumas, or is it just like an instinct gut feeling? That's number one. And then secondly, I think you shouldn't resist the feelings, because resisting is only going to make it persist. But I think it's better to just acknowledge, yeah, you're feeling that way. Although you might think this connection you have with this person is just, it's just not going anywhere still. Acknowledge it, but make sure you just put that aside and focus on yourself the most. And when I say focus on yourself, make sure you are eating healthy, you are exercising, you're spiritually enriching yourself. It could be praying if you're religious, or meditating, and anything that you find is spiritual in a healthy way. And of course, keep a very clean environment, because your environment does affect your health and mind and soul. And rest your body, listen to your body. Also, I think what you need to do is really take care of your mental health. Go to a therapist, or if you can't go to therapist, read self-help books. That helps. And most importantly, always, always try to do everything one day that makes you happy. One thing, try to do that makes you happy every day. It can be as small as just making that smoothie you always wanted with that yummy Marks and Spencer, like luxurious vanilla flavored yogurt, or anything. Also, keep your nutrients well and get some sunlight as much as you can, or take vitamin D. So these are the stuff that's really important. And try to also not ignore your feelings, because if you suppress your feelings, it's just going to keep on coming. Do acknowledge that if you're sad, it's fine if you're feeling sad, but then just try to focus more on yourself and just let time decide what the future will happen with that connection. And time really does give you answers, you know. If you want an answer to something, if something happens, at least wait 7 days, you know. You will get an answer after 7 days. Something, you'll get a sign, you will get some sort of direction. So yeah, this is my first podcast, and it starts with unknown future with the deep connection that you're trying to figure out, but you still can't. The only thing you can know is to take care of yourself and to glow fearlessly, unapologetically. Be authentic. Don't care what people say. Do whatever you want to do. Don't feel shy, because confidence, glowing, is something that is really attractive. And you don't want to chase, you just want to attract. See, flowers bloom and bees just come. You're a flower, so just bloom and water yourself.